Patience, Wingo.
Good morning. In the headlines, SIAC officially opens this Tuesday at the Yaoundé National Museum with about 700 craft enthusiasts expected to grace the event. Elsewhere, the fair on government action continues at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sport Complex this Tuesday. Those are the headlines. Now the music full. Three conferences are scheduled to take place this Tuesday within the framework of the Fair on Government Action SAGO that has been launched at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex in Yaoundé by the Minister of Communication, René Emmanuel Sadi, at the behest of the Prime Minister Head of Government. These include 1. On the modernization of the administration to be organized by the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform, and 2 others to be hosted by the Investment Promotion Agency, IPA, and the Ministry of Public Contracts. Here now is an excerpt of an interview of the Acting Director General of the IPA, Shinrin So Boma Donatus, with more insight on the conference he will be coordinating today.
We want to demonstrate how the IPA, exactly from its own angle, contributes to this well-being of Cameroonians by the different actions that it takes on the field. Amongst our main actions that we take on the field, we try to sell the image of the country as an investment destination to attract foreign direct investors into Cameroon. We try to give incentives to businesses approved under the 2013 law, eligible under that law, and employ more Cameroonians. We try to come up with reports on the field of policy advocacy. We try to come up with reports to advise the president how the investment climate can be ameliorated in Cameroon for a better environment for businesses. For example, since its inception, the IPA has granted more than 300 licenses to investors. And for these 300 licenses, investments have been more than 300 billion CFA in terms of investment. More than 156,000 jobs are projected to be created. That is an impact that goes to help develop the life of Cameroonians. In terms of policy advocacy, we have come up with reports that have gone up to the Presidency of the Republic that have gone to help the authorities there take decisions towards ameliorating the investment climate of the country. So we will be trying to impact this on the people to make them understand what they can benefit in terms of promotions or helping them developing their businesses. In the days ahead, we have some flagship programs which we brought from Dubai. After working so strongly with the businessmen of Dubai, we brought up some flagship programs for investment where Cameroonians who have bankable projects can effectively network with them and link them to businesses in Dubai who are interested in investing in their project.
And just a reminder that the theme of that conference is going to be investing in the future of Cameroon, the IPA at the heart of improving the lives of citizens. And elsewhere, the International Crafts Fair of Cameroon, SIAC, officially opens today at the Esplanade of the National Museum in Yaoundé. The event will be chaired by the Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Ashil Basu-King III, on the theme Digital Technology as a Factor in the Sustainable Development of Handicraft and the Global Inclusion of Craftspeople. It will be a platform for craftsmen and women from Cameroon and other African countries to promote and sell their craft products. It will bring together about 700 craft enthusiasts. Tunisian exhibitors will be on the spotlight of the 7th edition of SIAC. We have more on this year's edition in this report by Karen Kubo.
Discussions, workshops and seminars to mark this year's edition of the Cameroon International Crafts Fair, SIAC, will be hitched around the world. Digital transformation and ICT's play in the stimulation of creativity, innovation and sustainable growth in the arts and crafts sector in Cameroon. Speaking in Yaoundé, Minister Ashil Basu-King III noted that a major feature of this year's event will be the regional days where exhibitors from all 10 regions of Cameroon will be given special platforms on every day of the fair to showcase their prowess and highlight specific aspects of their arts and crafts that make them stand out as a people. The event expected to attract about 15,000 visitors, with at least 510 stands to be set up at the Esplanade of the National Museum. We'll have as guest of honor the former Tunisian ambassador to Cameroon, Karim Ben Becher, who during his tenure in Cameroon shared great interest in the digitization of craftsmanship as a way to gain an international market and help craftsmen make money out of their creations.
And just coming in now, the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diangute, will, at the behest of the President of the Republic, today launch the 7th edition of SIAC. And we stay at the Prime Minister's office, where Cameroon has been invited as guest of honor at the 17th edition of the Ouagadougou International Handicrafts Fair to take place in the month of October. The invitation was presented to the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diangute, yesterday in Yaoundé, during an audience he granted the Burkinabe Minister of Industrial Development, Trade and Handicraft, Serge Naniodem Poda. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiata reports.
The Minister of Industrial Development, Commerce and Handicraft of Burkina Faso, Serge Naniodem Poda, received by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diangute, was at the head of a delegation of five persons who form part of a larger group of 15 handicraft workers and experts from Burkina Faso currently in the country. They are in Cameroon on the invitation of the government to partake in the 8th edition of the Yaoundé International Handicraft Fair. The audience provided a platform for members of the delegation to discuss about their experience in Cameroon and foster cooperation and the development of the handicraft sector. It was also the forum for the delegation from Burkina Faso to present an official message from their government to the government of Cameroon. Serge Naniodem Poda, Burkinabe Minister of Industrial Development, Trade and Handicraft.
Nous étions également porteurs d'un message officiel.
We are the bearers of an official message from the Prime Minister of Burkina Faso to his counterpart in Cameroon. The message concerns the 17th edition of the International Handicraft Fair to take place in Ouagadougou from the 25th October to 3rd November 2024. A message of gratitude and a special invitation for Cameroon to take part in the next CAO as guest of honor.
CAO edition prochaine à Ouagadougou en tant que pays invité d'honneur.
During the audience, which took place in the presence of Cameroon's Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Achille Basilikin III, the two parties explored avenues of boosting the handicraft sector, which presents enormous opportunities for employment and growth for African countries. Christian Chiata, CRTV, The Star Building.
The Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Benaoundoua, informs the national and international community that the 62nd edition of the African Women's Day will be commemorated in Cameroon on the 31st of July 2024 under the theme Women at the Heart of Reinforced Training, Technology and Innovation for Inclusive and Sustainable Education in Africa. The information is contained in a press release signed by Minister Marie-Thérèse Benaoundoua. The Minister Delegate at the Presidency of the Republic in charge of Defense, Joseph Betiasomo, will today preside over a ceremony to award medals to some French military officers who have come to the end of their mission to Cameroon. This will be at the Ministry of Defense in Yaoundé from 11 a.m. A seminar to launch preparatory activities of the 2025 state budget will be organized at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel today under the supervision of officials of the Ministry of Finance. The event starts at 8:30 a.m. Cameroonian-born retired civil administrator Justin Vondo and an author has presented 12 novels to members of the public in Yaoundé. This was during a book launching event at the Protestant University of Central Africa this Monday. Here now is an excerpt of an interview of Justin Vondo in which he says the books capture the evolution of his life as a Christian, which he transposes into written form. Take a listen.